fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, including a complete look at your forecast at 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Prosecutors have
statements on a mortgage application. Cook has denied any wrongdoing, and so far her dismissal has been blocked by the federal courts. The Supreme Court has allowed Trump to fire leaders of other independent agencies, but hinted the Fed could be a special case. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Your electric bill could be getting bigger. Kansas regulators yesterday approved Evergy's request to increase rates by $128 million. That's 40% less than the utility requested, but it still means the average residential electric bill will go up by about $8.47 a month. The Kansas Reflector reports the new rates will take effect October 1st. Kansas lawmakers are speaking out about the possibility of drawing a new congressional map before the 2026 elections. Zane Irwin has more.
A new map that favors Republicans would likely involve carving up Johnson County, the state's most populated area. Even some Republicans seem hesitant about the idea, and supporters of redistricting don't have a wide margin for dissent. Johnson County lies in the state's 3rd congressional district, held by U.S. Representative Sharice Davids. Like other Kansas Democrats, she says state lawmakers should hold public hearings if they're going to change the map.
If they think this is such a good idea, then they should be public about it. Don't be having meetings behind closed doors.
Republican Senate President Ty Masterson says he will soon ask lawmakers to call a special session to consider new maps. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture promised Thursday to restart U.S. food aid programs. As Frank Morris reports, that would be a sharp reversal.
One of President Trump's first executive orders shut down distribution of American International Food Aid. Dismembering the globe-spanning, decades-old USAID program left grain rotting in ports and cut off a lucrative market for U.S. farmers. Farmers will see excess grain piling up with no place to go after harvest this fall. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, speaking in Kansas City at a forum put on by AgriPulse Communications, says the new food aid initiative will advance an America First agenda.
Today, I'm proud to announce that USDA will purchase 417,000 metric tons of commodities from American farmers immediately.
Rollins' government will buy corn, wheat, and soybeans, but offer no other details. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Soybean producers in Kansas and elsewhere are getting ready to export their crop, but China, their biggest customer, hasn't placed a single order for the upcoming market year. China usually buys over half of all exported American soybeans, but it's canceled orders this year amid a tense trade relationship with the Trump administration. That's left soybean farmers scrambling. One option is storing the beans until spring, but many farmers simply don't have the room in their bins to store the beans that long. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high temperature near 83 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 56. Weekend, Saturday, sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Sunday, sunny with a high near 86. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 56 degrees. Topeka clear and 56 as well. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR.
Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
You bet, Steve. Thanks.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, Kansas may not have many mountains, but it is home to a growing number of mountain lions.
We do not have evidence of a resident lion at this point in the state's history, but we're getting closer and closer, most likely to that occurring in the next couple of years in Kansas.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, looking for mountain lions in Kansas.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Forecast for today, patchy fog this morning as usual. Otherwise, sunny skies with a high this afternoon near 83 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 56. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 85. In Lawrence at the moment, clear skies and 56 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, the former FBI director James Comey, who was sacked by President Trump in his first term, has been indicted on two criminal charges. Also, the synthetic party drug driving an addiction crisis among teenagers in Russia.
The BBC NewsHour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
The album, I think, in almost a decade, right? Your 10th album.
Yeah, 11 years, actually.
11 years. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
This is NPR News.
A federal judge has ruled that some of the Trump administration's firings of federal employees were not lawful.
It's very validating to see a legal order that really reflects the illegality of our experience.
But the chances of getting their jobs back are slimmer than ever. That story on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies, high temperatures near 83 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear, 55 degrees. It's 6:30.
I'm not going to allow it, whether I spoke to him or not, I did, but I'm not allowing Israel to annex the West Bank.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to visit Trump in Washington on Monday. This comes as Israel expands settlements in the West Bank and continues its offensive in Gaza. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A former Kansas Department of Education employee who was fired for a remark she made about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is suing the department for wrongful termination. Katie Allen was a research analyst for the department. She was fired after posting a comment on Facebook saying Kirk's death was, quote, well-deserved. She later deleted the comment and apologized. In a suit filed this week in U.S. District Court, Allen alleges Education Commissioner Randy Watson violated her First Amendment rights by forcing her to resign. KMBC reports the filing also says Allen received threatening phone calls and emails, including one titled Resign or Die. Allen argues her comment was made as a private citizen and protected by the Constitution. Soybean producers across the country are getting ready to export their crop, but China, their biggest customer, hasn't placed a single order for the upcoming market year. Where does this put America's farmers? Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports.
China buys over half of all exported American soybeans.
We can't store both of them.
Instead, producers could sell to local crushers, which process the beans into oil and meal to then sell to other countries directly. But Rosenau says it's a band-aid to a problem where the only cure might be a deal with China. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture promised Thursday to resume U.S. food aid programs. Such a move would be a sharp reversal. One of President Trump's first executive orders shut down distribution of American International Food Aid. Dismembering the decades-old USAID program left grain rotting in ports and out of a lucrative market for U.S. farmers. Farmers will see excess grain piling up with no place to go this fall. Speaking in Kansas City yesterday, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said the new food aid initiative will advance an American First agenda. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 83. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Do still end up buying supplies in many cases.
Adrian Ma.
Waylon Wong, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Workday. Workday is an AI platform for forward thinkers dedicated to transforming the way business leaders manage people, money, and agents today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26, 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up on Morning Edition, the Rocky Horror Picture Show turns 50 this week. The raunchy, campy musical is still going strong with weekly midnight screenings all over the country. But is it still relevant in 2025? Thoughts on that coming up in about 10 minutes. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog as usual, otherwise sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 83 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 56, getting cooler in the overnights. Saturday, sunny with a high near 85. Sunday, sunny with a high near 86. Two sunny days ahead for this weekend. Lawrence right now, clear 55 degrees. In Topeka, clear 55. Manhattan, clear and 56. At 6:44.
This week on Live at Green Lady Lion.
Relatively small area, then you may have a resident lion, but for the most part, we tend to have lions that are just moving through at this point. You get a detection, maybe a couple over the course of a week or so, and then you don't detect that lion anymore.
Although mountain lion sightings are increasing, John says there is no evidence the animals are reproducing in the state. If you see a mountain lion, John says you shouldn't attempt to approach it, but you should contact the Department of Wildlife and Parks.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. 10 minutes away from the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, we are looking forward to hearing a prize-winning pianist, Vitaly Storikov. That'll be a bit past 11 o'clock this morning. Vitaly will be soloing with the Topeka Symphony tomorrow night. You can get the scoop on that at topekasymphony.org. Vitaly was the Silver Prize winner in the 2025 Van Cliburn competition. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Royals won last night. They beat the Angels in Anaheim 9-4. Royals move on to Sacramento for a season-ending series with the A's that begins tonight. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog as per usual. Otherwise, sunny skies with a high near 83 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 56. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 85. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 55 degrees. Manhattan, clear and 56. It's 9 before 7.
He remembers the first time the film is beloved because it's for everyone.
Brad says in the beginning of this movie, it's just a party, Janet. That's what's happening every Friday and Saturday night around the world.
Alice Wolfley, NPR News.
Just a party. That's what Morning Edition from NPR News is. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Kaw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at kawvalleyfieldday.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. We're one day
meet congressional requirements and protect national security.
The executive order paves the way for a framework agreement on the sale of TikTok to be finalized. It would see TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance divest to less than 20% ownership while U.S. investors step in and take control. A law passed last year requires ByteDance to divest or see the app go dark in the United States. The law arose out of the fear that, under Chinese ownership, TikTok could be used by the Chinese government to collect data on Americans or manipulate U.S. users with propaganda or disinformation. After Trump signed the executive order, Vice President J.D. Vance said the deal values TikTok at around $14 billion. He said the deal safeguards U.S. users' data and ensures that Americans are in control of TikTok's prized content recommendation algorithm. John Ruich, NPR News.
Dozens of migrants gathered at a Dallas ICE facility yesterday after a shooting killed one detainee and injured two others there this week. The migrants were there for mandatory check-ins. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports if the people miss their check-ins, they could face detention and deportation.
53-year-old Nicaraguan migrant Benjamin Bellorin drove more than 2 hours to get to his appointment with ICE in Dallas, but he found police officers outside telling him that the facility was closed, no appointments today. Bellorin expressed he was worried, saying,
"Yo quería dejar pues a..."
I just wanted them to see that I showed up, he says. He does not want to get in trouble. Bellorin did not know the appointments have been postponed. Authorities say the gunman who opened fire this week was targeting ICE agents, but the people he shot were all detainees. ICE has said this week's check-ins have been moved to next week. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Dallas.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Your electric bill could be getting bigger. Kansas regulators yesterday approved Evergy's request to increase rates by $128 million. That's 40% less than the utility requested, but it still means the average residential electric bill will go up by about $8.47 a month. The Kansas Reflector reports the new rates will take effect October 1st. Kansas lawmakers are speaking out about the possibility of drawing a new congressional map before the 2026 elections. Zane Irwin has more.
A new map that favors Republicans would likely involve carving up Johnson County, the state's most populated area. Even some Republicans seem hesitant about the idea, and supporters of redistricting don't have a wide margin for dissent. Johnson County lies in the state's 3rd congressional district, held by U.S. Representative Sharice Davids. Like other Kansas Democrats, she says state lawmakers should hold public hearings if they're going to change the map.
If they think this is such a good idea, then they should be public about it. Don't be having meetings behind closed doors.
Republican Senate President Ty Masterson says he will soon ask lawmakers to call a special session to consider new maps. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Soybean producers in Kansas and elsewhere are getting ready to export their crop, but China, their biggest customer, hasn't placed a single order for the upcoming market year. China usually buys over half of all exported American soybeans, but it's canceled orders this year amid a tense trade relationship with the Trump administration. That's left soybean farmers scrambling. One option is storing the beans until spring, but many farmers simply don't have the room in their bins to store the beans that long. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high temperature near 83 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have clear skies, 55 degrees. In Topeka, mostly clear and 55 degrees. The time is 7:06.
And what a wonderful time to be listening to Candace.
Push the buttons, you know, did the little spinny thing, you know, or go to your computer and became a listener member. And it's not just so that we can enjoy Kansas Public Radio for now, but it's to make sure that we can have Kansas Public Radio for the next guy, for the next person, for the next generation. And that means a lot to me, especially now. It is a renewable resource, truly. And you are our greatest resource. 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
This is one of the ways that we reach out to listeners like you who haven't become members yet, or maybe your membership has lapsed. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the amount. It all makes a big difference. You can contribute at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's so easy to do. It's easy to take it for granted, too, hoping that some other guy will call that number or some other gal will pledge on the website. Take some ownership. You do it for yourself. Do it for KPR, but do it for yourself. You're listening now, so why not pledge at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington, D.C.
And a Nobel Peace Prize award as well.
Tikhanovskaya does have some words of caution for the Trump administration. The U.S. has tried before to lure Lukashenko away from the Kremlin's orbit, and the leader of Belarus has said he wants to strike a deal with Trump. But she says he has a symbiotic relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And of course, we explained this to the administration, President Trump, that Lukashenko is a lame duck. His time is outgoing. He's dragging our country, you know, closer to Russia, while Belarusian nation wants to be part of Western free world, you know, and we have to listen to people, not one crazy dictator who is governing for 30 years already.
She says President Trump has so far only used carrots with Lukashenko, but could pressure him not only to release more prisoners, but also to let them stay in Belarus rather than forcing them into exile like Tikhanovskaya and her husband. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.
This is NPR News.
Yar comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. News from NPR is next. It's 7:30.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison at 89.9, K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5, and of course online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, news from NPR in the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning.
Active federal health care programs before they'll agree to a plan. President Trump canceled a meeting with Democrats this week, saying it wouldn't be productive. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says his caucus wants to solve the deadlock.
We will meet and sit down anytime, any place with anyone, including the president, who canceled the meeting because the Republicans have determined that they want to shut down the government and hurt the American people. That's an unacceptable and irresponsible position.
President Trump has also threatened to fire some federal workers affected by the shutdown if Democrats won't agree to the GOP demands. A measure of inflation that is closely watched by the Federal Reserve was up a little last month. The inflation gauge rose 2.7% compared to a year ago. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Your electric bill could be getting bigger. Kansas regulators yesterday approved Evergy's request to increase rates by $128 million. That's 40% less than the utility requested, but it still means the average residential electric bill will go up by about $8.47 a month. The Kansas Reflector reports the new rates will take effect October 1st. Kansas lawmakers are speaking out about the possibility of drawing a new congressional map before the 2026 elections. Zane Irwin has more.
A new map that favors Republicans would likely involve carving up Johnson County, the state's most populated area. Even some Republicans seem hesitant about the idea, and supporters of redistricting don't have a wide margin for dissent. Johnson County lies in the state's 3rd congressional district, held by U.S. Representative Sharice Davids. Like other Kansas Democrats, she says state lawmakers should hold public hearings if they're going to change the map.
If they think this is such a good idea, then they should be public about it. Don't be having meetings behind closed doors.
Republican Senate President Ty Masterson says he will soon ask lawmakers to call a special session to consider new maps. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture promised Thursday to restart U.S. food aid programs. Frank Morris reports that would be a sharp reversal.
One of President Trump's first executive orders shut down distribution of American International Food Aid. Dismembering the globe-spanning, decades-old USAID program left grain rotting in ports and cut off a lucrative market for U.S. farmers. Farmers will see excess grain piling up with no place to go after harvest this fall. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, speaking in Kansas City at a forum put on by AgriPulse Communications, says the new food aid initiative will advance an America First agenda.
Today, I'm proud to announce that USDA will purchase 417,000 metric tons of commodities from American farmers immediately.
Rollins' government will buy corn, wheat, and soybeans, but offered no other details. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Soybean producers in Kansas and elsewhere are getting ready to export their crop, but China, their biggest customer, hasn't placed a single order for the upcoming market year. China usually buys over half of all exported American soybeans, but it's canceled orders this year amid a tense trade relationship with the Trump administration. That's left soybean farmers scrambling. One option is storing the beans until spring, but many farmers simply don't have the room in their bins to store the beans that long. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with high temperatures near 83 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 56. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 85. Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 86 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny and 57 degrees. Topeka, sunny and 56 degrees. This is Morning Edition. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR's
FBI director. They're saying, we will file a meritless case against you for purely vindictive reasons. And you have to see this in the context of a larger war against the president's political enemies.
Ben, really quick, about 30 seconds left. What do you expect James Comey's defense to be?
Well, so there's it's an interesting question which approach the legal team will take. And I want to say I have no inside information about this. One possibility is to engage in an effort that focuses on the vindictive nature of the prosecution and tries to reveal it. Another possibility is to force a quick trial in order to vindicate Jim Comey's innocence. A third possibility would be to try to do a combination of the two.
That's Ben Wittes, editor-in-chief of Lawfare. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Glad you could join us. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today, spend an afternoon with Prokofiev. We're hearing his first piano concerto after the noon news. Also, we've got a Venezuelan serenade, a French symphony, and plenty of surprises, all during classical music from noon to 3 here on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Lawrence Opera Theater for a night of music and cocktails. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. September 26th. Tickets at masellisonline.com.
Weather forecast for today, some patchy fog this morning as usual. Otherwise, sunny skies with a high this afternoon near 83 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 56. The outlook for the weekend, nice, warm. Saturday will be sunny with a high near 85. Sunday, sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 57 degrees. Topeka is sunny and 56 degrees. It's 21 minutes after 8.
And that is a perfect time to call Kansas Public Radio and take part in our Power Breakfast.
And that is so easy on the...
From Bettendorf, Iowa. Love to hear from people like Richard just said on the little cutaway that we heard that you just need connection to the Internet, and Kansas Public Radio can reach all over the world. It can reach the entire globe. And clearly, because we've just reached Iowa, which, you know, is quite a little bit of hike from here, but we need to hear from you. We're hearing from lots of places in Kansas. We heard from Manhattan here, David Hodgkin. Thank you very much. He loves the jazz. I do too. And all the news and loves Destiny's classical programming. Agreed. Love all the music on Kansas Public Radio. And we also want to thank Julia McLaughlin, who's an existing member. Love to hear from people who already are listener members and want to continue that relationship. She says, keep up the good work. The road ahead is bumpy, you betcha, but we stick together. We can make Kansas Public Radio a lasting experience. So thank you very much for your contribution, for your support for Kansas Public Radio. But now it is your turn. It is very simple to do. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks to the anonymous caller from Emporia who checked in and told us thank you. Well, thank you, anonymous contributor from Emporia. Lisa Weeks from Lawrence has also checked in. You can be the next caller at 888-577-5268. It's easy to do, but of course it's easy to take KPR for granted and convince yourself that somebody else will call that number. We want you to be the next caller. Be like Lisa Weeks of Lawrence and call 888-577-5268. Thanks to Kyle Chandler of Lecompton and Kendall Schaff of Prairie Village. It could be Kendall Schaff. Kendall says, thank you for all you do to provide balanced news and topical stories. Well, we've got more news to bring you here on Morning Edition for the next 30 minutes, but we're trying to achieve our goal during the Power Breakfast. We have $4,420 left in our pool of matching funds. Have your contribution matched dollar for dollar when you pledge at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Walkouts at the UN in New York City this morning.
Please
order in hall.
This just as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was about to speak to world leaders at the General Assembly. Dozens of leaders got up and left the auditorium. Netanyahu then spoke, defending Israel's actions after Hamas attacked the country nearly 2 years ago.
That is why Israel must finish the job. That is why we want to do so as fast as possible.
Netanyahu is scheduled to visit President Trump in Washington Monday. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation guide shows core inflation was little changed last month. The Commerce Department's PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, rose 0.3% for August, and that puts the inflation rate at 2.7%. Excluding food and energy, the core PCE rose 0.2% to 2.9% for the month. Personal incomes were also higher, up 0.4%, but personal spending was also higher at 0.6%. Those are above estimates. Wall Street at the opening bell is trading in mixed territory. The Dow is up 187 points, the Nasdaq down a fraction. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A former Kansas Department of Education employee who was fired for a remark she made about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is suing the department for wrongful termination. Katie Allen was a research analyst for the department. She was fired after posting a comment on Facebook saying Kirk's death was, quote, well-deserved. She later deleted the comment and apologized. In a suit filed this week in U.S. District Court, Allen alleges Education Commissioner Randy Watson violated her First Amendment rights by forcing her to resign. KMBC reports the filing also says Allen received threatening phone calls and emails, including one titled Resign or Die. Allen argues the comment she made was as a private citizen and protected by the Constitution. Soybean producers across the country are getting ready to export their crop, but China, their biggest customer, hasn't placed a single order for the upcoming market year. Where does that put America's farmers? Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports.
China buys over half of all exported American soybeans. Its absence has sent soybean farmers scrambling for options for the beans they just can't sell. One option is storing the beans until spring, which farmers like Kaylor Rosenoff from North Dakota say carries its own set of issues.
I've talked to many neighbors now, and they've said, you know, if our bins get filled up with beans and corn, we can't store both of them.
Instead, producers could sell to local crushers, which process the beans into oil and meal to then sell to other countries directly. But Rosenoff says it's a band-aid to a problem where the only cure might be a deal with China. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture promised Thursday to resume U.S. food aid programs. That would be a sharp reversal. One of President Trump's first executive orders shut down distribution of American International Food Aid. Dismembering the decades-old USAID program left grain rotting in ports and out of a lucrative market for U.S. farmers. Farmers will see excess grain piling up with no place to go this fall. Speaking in Kansas City yesterday, Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins said the new food aid initiative will advance an American first agenda. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 83 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny and 58, it's 834.
Support for NPR comes from the station.